For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Health Occupational Students of America, also known as HOSA, are career-minded students that are drawn each year to the core values to lead, learn, innovate, and serve. Those are the critical values in addressing the acute shortage of qualified workers for Montana's healthcare industry. Montana State President Faith Yu with Health Occupational Students of America has this to say about the organization.
If you're looking to get them to gain any skills in public speaking or any tactical skills, it's a great way to get involved. It's also a great way to connect with your community, whether it's your local hospital, your school, or any other organization. It serves as a great bridge between various organizations. And I'd say it helps you sort of discover what you want to do in the future. Maybe you don't want to do healthcare, maybe you do. But it really sort of unlocks that and provides you a lot of ways to become more involved and to really further your current goals.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Hey, Colder, have you tried that place in Bozeman, the Sapphire Motel?
There this week.
Friendly front staff, parking right in front of my room, modern amenities, and budget-friendly with that ag rate.
Ag rate?
Yeah, the ag rate at the Sapphire Motel, a discounted rate for ag folks attending conferences, 4-H, or other events in Bozeman, close to I-90, downtown, and Montana State.
Go Cats, and a go on that ag rate.
The Sapphire Motel, down-home comfort and a classic motor inn, 310 North 7th in Bozeman.
Ah, a trip to the backcountry for a hike. So calming, so peaceful. So, it's time to split. That's when you need to get out. And a Ford Explorer SUV with all-wheel drive and optional seating for seven is your key to survival. The outdoors can be unpredictable, but a Ford Explorer lets you make tracks out of the woods. Get a great deal on an Explorer today, only at your local Ford dealer.
Governor Greg Gianforte today announced Montana Air National Guard's 120th Airlift Wing in Great Falls was selected as the first base to receive the new C-130J model Super Hercules cargo aircraft that are scheduled to arrive in 2026. The 120th will receive 8 new aircraft as a one-for-one replacement of existing C-130Hs. The Super Hercules have additional payload capacity, more efficient engines, and improved performance. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is hosting two public meetings to share results of a water quality monitoring project in 2022 and 23 for the Clark Fork Yellowstone watershed and provide updates on future water quality monitoring efforts. The first is in Carbon County on the evening of April 24th from 7 to 8:30 at the Bridger Elementary School and on the 25th from 7 to 8:30 at the Joliet Community Center. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.